Early Edition is where we get the answers you're looking for from Tom and the people Tom trusts, the trusted companies of Home Show Radio. And we have a tool question, so I'm going to turn into Bill over at Circle Saw. Good morning, Bill.
Morning.
I've got a question here. Came in from Michael in Tomball. It says that he has a cordless drill that he bought back in 2010 with NiCad batteries. And he says the original one died and won't charge. And so he went and bought another NiCad battery. And he wants to make sure that he manages this battery better than the first one, because apparently it developed a memory and so on. So he wants your tips on how to take care, first of all, of a NiCad battery better.
The number one killer of all batteries is heat. Nine times out of ten, people are storing them in their garage, and the heat in that garage is killing that battery. If you can, keep your batteries in the house or in a cooler environment at least. That will prolong the life of your battery a lot.
That's good advice. So you keep it in a cooler environment, that'll do. What about this whole idea of a memory effect?
On the older NiCads, you did have a lot of memory effect. And so the way to optimize that battery life is periodically run that battery down to the end of its useful life. Now, I don't mean take a rubber band and run that, put it on the trigger and run it till it absolutely stops.
Sure.
But when it's not doing its job anymore, take it off. Some people half use the life of a battery and then go charge it.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you start getting a memory effect.
Okay. What about, now, lithium-ion batteries, on the other hand, they don't have a memory effect, or they have less of a memory effect?
They have less of a memory effect. Some manufacturers will tell you they don't have any. You get into this by the more money a battery costs, generally, is the higher grade of the cells. And the higher grade cells, they've learned to redo the chemistry, the electronics in your chargers, all of this affects reducing the memory effect. I'm not going to say it doesn't have any, but it has very little.
If I look in your toolbox, what am I going to find?
Milwaukee V28.
A lithium-ion battery?
Yes.
And what kind of life you get out of that one?
I bought that kit 10 years ago when lithium first came out.
And still running.
And still running.
I rest my case. All right, he's Bill from Circle Saw. You can learn all about what they do at Circle Saw and where to get the right tools over there by visiting Home Show Radio and clicking on the Circle Saw icon. Bill, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you.